mean, you read it. You read it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I asked him to be here to represent the high school. Him and Eric had talked to me. They come up here and talked about dress code issues. Dress code was an issue when we were in school. You know, what can we wear, what can't we wear? You push on. I remember sometime around our 9th or 10th grade year, we were able to wear shorts. That was a big deal, but it was 2 or 3 inches above the knee. And, you know, I remember going out and, you know, it looked like us guys were wearing a bunch of cool locks, you know, around campus. But there wasn't about a couple brands that you could get, the longer ones. Back in the 80s, it was all about short, even for the basketball shorts. All that being said, it is a discipline issue at high school. You've got multiple things. They came in with a couple things, and again, this is just a discussion. I have talked with a few of y'all individually about this. It will be one of those things that people will get on both sides of it. You know, you have some that are real adamant for it, and some are want to fight you, be against it. Not, we don't want to cause division in the community. But there's some problems at the high school. I'll let Tim kind of describe what the issue is, what the problem is, what the current state, and he give y'all some handouts, and kind of a possible solution to that. So, Mr. Davis.
So, before the teachers left, Eric did exit interviews for all of them. One of the questions was, what are some of the things you think we can improve the school? And Tim, you can see where I highlighted all of them. Those 10 instances where the teachers mentioned dress code as one of the major issues that they felt that we had. And you can see in the handout that I gave you, I've kind of how this is last year's dress code, what was enforced last year. What I have highlighted were the problem areas. The first one there, you see the clothing cannot be 4 to 5 inches, so much shorts or skirts. Well, with the boys, that was what they call the chubbies, right? The fishing shorts kind of thing. And so it was right at 5 inches. And what they would do is they'd kind of pull them down. They'd wear their shirt out like I have now, and they'd pull the pants down so that when they were sent up to the office, we put the ruler or the measuring tape on them, it'd be 5 inches. But we'd see them 2 periods later, they'd have them pulled back up, and I mean, they're just way up here. So what kind of what we're suggesting for this year is to go to the 3 inch above the knee, which is going to eliminate, you can't pull them down that low.
So then when they pull them down,
that's right. So we think that will eliminate and resolve that issue, if we can do that. The other thing is something that, you know, Joey and I were discussing in the break there, the tights, the spandex kind of pants. Last year, as you can see, we allowed it if they wore shirts that covered the midsection. Got to where that was not happening. We have some work to do as far as the teachers being consistent, because you have some teachers that it would get by them. And then you have other teachers like Jennifer and Christy Clark, who they're going to see it every time. So if you may have one student that gets sent up 5th period, and they say, well, I made it all day, and well, you know, I get that.
And there's 10 other kids dressed just like me.
That's right. We heard it all. So what we would like to do is just do away with the tights and the spandex, just, you know, so that if we just see them walking, we don't have to do any measuring of any shirts or anything. If we see a tight or spandex walking up, we say, hey, you gotta change, you gotta go home and change, whatever. You know, so we don't fight that battle. And personally, I don't feel comfortable talking to a girl about, you know, for
you should
for backside.
You're just begging for,
you know,
issues.
Exposed. So I'm like, I get a woman, one of the female staff members, to address that if I see something I think is not dress code. So that we may get some kickback from that, but we gave them an opportunity to wear them properly, and it just, by the end of the year, it was really bad. I bet we had 15, 20 girls showing up with the spandex on and a shirt that stopped at the waist. So, it was just a constant battle.
So, I don't mean to interrupt you. So tell me, just entertain me for a minute. what is this causing? What problem? I've told a lot of people about this thing, but we got so many battles to fight with kids today, and getting them to school. And I'm gonna start here. I may end somewhere else, but I'm gonna start where I started at when I talked to a lot of people. Some of them sitting in this room. What we just want kids to come to school. We want them to be comfortable. We want them to. I mean, you know, I'm trying to think 5,000 foot level. What is there a disruption because of the people's got tights on?
I think it's a distraction.
As in what?
Well, 16-17-year-old boy golfing.
Okay.
I mean, I don't. That's
especially if they're wearing spandex.
Yeah.
With a shirt only to their waist.
Yeah.
You know the little saying, spandex.
No,
tells the truth. I mean, it leaves nothing to the imagination.
Something like that, but I mean,
a person might as well be. I'm not gonna say that because
I don't
want to disrespect anybody.
No, you don't disrespect me.
I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about anybody. But it's
this
pretty.
This is a workshop, right?
It's pretty revealing. Mm-hmm. Spandex pants.
Some of them are. Yeah, I agree.
And different
little
people
boys that, and or grown boys. Can be easily distracted by that. I mean, I'm just telling you how I see it.
But again, a culture, and I'm going to go back to culture, you know, when I was at Department of Corrections, they were absolutely banned. Spandex. I lost one of my dearest friends because of their spandex pants. But they were absolutely banned. Because we had a culture that started with our leadership. It's called Dress for Success. We all, which I mean, we were a little over the top with suits and stuff, but then you go to FWC and you wear shorts and a Columbia shirt all day long. But I think that if we're going to do any type of dress code, we need to start with our leadership as well and have that culture instilled in our school, not just in the high school either. You know, Rob's got eighth graders down there. I mean, goodness gracious, they're really starting to feel their, you know, wild oats or whatever. And I think we start with these kids and say, hey, don't you want to dress for success? You dress for the job you want, not the job you have. That's the way I was raised in my career. And also, I was also raised, if you can't wear it to church, then you probably don't need to be wearing it to work. That was another way I was raised in my career. But also getting our student council involved. I know we're wet behind the ears a little bit on our student council. But getting our student body to embrace that culture as well and help us. I mean, I may be talking some very high level, but I think we can do it. And I think we get these students behind us, especially our leaders in those schools, of these clubs, these beta clubs, these student councils, and bring them in the fold of this and say, hey, help us, you know. Saying all that, I'm going to say this. At the beginning of the day, I was of the mindset, really, really, you know. After I talked to a couple of teachers and heard the exhaustion and said, I spend the majority of my day policing children for shorts with a measuring tape and the liability of a man talking to a girl, you know, as far as the spandex goes and even the cheekies, because you got to be consistent in that. Now, I'm just being honest. If you're going to say cheekies, I'm saying chubby. The chubbies, if you're going to say 3 inches, you know what I'm doing with cheekies. That's the whatever.
I have no idea.
I'll tell you. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. But if you're going to go from 5 to 3 on you because of your chubbies or your shorts, but you're going to say no spandex because you got a shirt that's down here to up here. We're still doing that measurement thing. Really? Don't these teachers need to be teaching? Don't they need to be worried about the security of our school? And I'm about ready to say, jeans and khakis and a shirt.
We thought we'd get kickback from that. We want to say no shorts.
Oh, yeah, that we will get kickback.
I can tell you, I talked to parents from Jackson County all the way to Destin, and they fought uniforms to start off with, school uniforms. And I say school uniforms, they was khaki pants, and they had different color polos they could wear. Whatever their school colors was, gray, blue, white, whatever. But they said after the first year, they was so dang happy that they went to that, because there's no decision, no fighting kids in the morning time. They know what they got to wear. You got this choice here, put it on, let's go.
Like school shopping a lot easier.
And they saved a lot of money, and come next year, if the boys got out of it, they could sell it to the year younger than them, get part of their money back, buy them new stuff.
But they only wore it to school.
I'm kind of the opinion, yeah, we'd probably get some backlash a little bit, but let's put them in khakis and polo shirts and let it go.
I wouldn't even go as far as khakis. I'd say jeans and shirt.
Jeans or khakis.
Jeans or khakis. Yeah. I mean,
as long as the jeans didn't have holes in them.
See, and I'll go as far as holes. I mean, this is the way I feel. Holes, the knees are below.
Well, that's not
true. But I know that's not true. Cool, but everything up here, so you're not getting up, you know.
This was my observation. So what's you hit the point? It's a culture issue.
Yes.
And you know what was a culture issue for us in the 80s? It's come right. It's going to be different 10 years from now, 20 years from now.
Oh yeah.
Is the big issue the actual pants that they're wearing, or the jeans they're wearing, or the shorts they're wearing? Or is it rule keeping rules? To me, that's the bigger.
Oh, I think it's
that,
keeping rules. I'm telling y'all right
thing.
Now, they got a voice.
And so my thing is
they
want to. You know, I want to make sure we choose our battles. Some of the awards days toward the end of the school year were awful. I was embarrassed. The administration was embarrassed. Somebody goes up to get an award, and you see the kids hold back, little girls back. And how, you know, just inappropriate. But it's awards day, and the next thing you know, you get all the kids in there, and they go to get an award, and they're not meeting the dress code at that thing. And when you're not going to say, oh, we can't get you an award, get on back here, you know. We've got, I feel like we need to communicate with parents better. Mm-hmm. The number one discipline issue is vaping. Yeah, I mean, it's just rampant. And, you know, we'll talk about that later. But I'm just saying, I think there's a real, we see it in the world today. I don't want rules. I don't want boundaries.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't want boundaries. I want to do what I want to do, and I want to be what I am. And you're gonna have to like it. If you're not, then you're ignorant, or you're not very, letting me do my thing. And we know as adults that there's always gonna be somebody in charge. There's always gonna be a supervisor or a customer. If you got your own business, there's gonna be a customer that's gonna tell you what they want, how they want it done. You know, I don't know if there's a middle ground here that you say, you pull your student council in and say, guys, I need y'all to be leaders here, because maybe what you do this year is gonna affect your little brothers and little sisters for years to come. And so could you possibly say, this is what we're gonna do, and we have that as part of the messaging. This is just a suggestion, and you know, I'll give y'all a final recommendation, but again, I just wanted to talk about it today. Because it'll be controversial. They're gonna call you. The folks gonna call you. And they'll call me, but they'll call y'all and want y'all to go in a certain direction. But could you say, look, this is our policy. It's a good policy. We just need you to keep the policy. If you violate the policy, this will be so much more than just going home for the day. You come up and you don't have something covering your midsection, if you don't have that, then for you at that point, this built into the policy, you're one boo boo and you're out. You don't get to wear that attire the rest of the school year. You're out. You've broken the rule. One and done.
But you got to be very transparent about that.
very transparent, and it's got to be, the messaging's got to get out there. That was just one solution I thought of that would meet them a little halfway, but they understand this rule, and once they say, okay, we can, and I'm not going to call names, but this person's kid got it, and they go, ooh, won't that happen to me? That they can't do it anymore. It would send a signal.
Oh,
and it'll,
wow.
Hey, it'll take somebody, somebody's going to test you on it. They're going to say, I'm going to see if I can get by with this, and they don't. But again, consistency's got to be paramount. But at least, hopefully, that it's one and done.
But
it's
I say using your student, they want a voice. Mm-hmm. That's what they want. They want to be heard. Kids want to be heard today. And I know they may be one sitting at this right along with me going, let me tell you about what I heard. My mama, you know what I'm saying? She gave me a voice, okay. But get them involved. Bring them
in. We need their help with messaging.
Help them? Yeah, bring them in. Y'all want to, and I'll tell you something, what that will do, I think, also will make kids say, hey, I want to be on student council. They're getting to make some decisions. That's pretty important, you know, and instead of these kids shying away from beta or whatever, you know, I'm just,
yeah,
I'm trying
Hillary,
to.
Hillary told me, Renee, you know, I don't know if you remember this. Hillary said that, like, the first day of school, Mr. Dunn would walk out situations like violation of dress code, this is good. And he'd get the whole student body in there first day of school, go over some procedures and stuff. And they'd say, y'all think this is state policy? No, well, you're right, it don't. Don't do this. That skirt's too high. There's, you know, blah, blah, whatever the situation was. And then somebody would come out, and Hillary said she participated in that. And then that ain't a good thing, maybe. But, and then they'd have somebody dress appropriately. Mm-hmm. Now, this you can do. Mm-hmm. These shorts, these are good shorts. You know, just have something, but the students led that. They led it. They're part of that messaging.
I believe in that, yeah. And I believe, you know, we used to do employees like that, and once the employees felt like they had a voice and had and could make positive change, it and then there's your culture. It's being set, and it's being set by not only your staff, but it's being set by your student body.
And here's another thing that rubs me a little raw about this is you have a few offenders over here, but we're gonna cookie cutter everybody else. You got, you know, 5-10% that's offending, but the other 85-90%, they keep the rules. They do it the right way. But they're having to suffer.
They're all getting punished.
They're all getting punished together for these. My thing is identify those and say one and done. You got one shot. Guys, you got one shot. You boo-boo that, you don't wear
then
leggings
what?
The
then
rest
what?
Of the year.
Then you have to wear khaki pants. Every day?
You wear what you want, but you ain't wearing those. I don't know. That was just, for me, a little bit of a compromise in trying to
not punish everybody.
Not punish
kids for following the rules.
Yeah.
That's because you hear that.
I have a problem with
that. I don't
know,
Tim, what is your percentage of those following those rules? I mean, 90, 10, 80, 20, I don't know.
It's 80, probably 20. The same kids.
80, 20.
Probably the same kids.
It's something, yeah.
You see
some the same one.
Repeats.
So how do we do this and message this? If we were to go down the road of pulling the student body or like your student council in, how, I don't know if the elections have even happened already, because they usually happen right as you're coming into school, right? We may not have a student council.
Yeah, it takes a little.
So how would we get this started and get this message out to the parents before they go and buy the school clothes?
Right.
Well, that parent square.
We got parents.
We
parent
square. Parent square as soon as we could, so that they could start that process.
So if we set the rules as say one and done, one and done, inappropriate. We can
and
say
that
whatever
message.
We want to stay with you. I mean, and I agree. Was it 3? I was 5 foot tall, so I'm
three
still
inches,
5 foot tall.
3 inches.
So
that was what it was when
was
I was there. Three inches when I was.
This
it was
five.
3 inches.
3 inches.
This says
okay.
Five, but
well, let's go.
Well, I mean, it did
I mean,
change.
If
it
you
did.
Cut the five, if you go to three, it cuts out those chubbies. There's no way they can wear chubbies and be 3 inches here. I mean, and that's what we're trying to cut.
But
out.
But like, I've been to the high school a bunch of times this year, and just randomly, and it's mostly boys.
That's what it
with
is.
Shorts. Mm-hmm. And now, some of these boys, and I'm not going to say any names because that wouldn't be right, they would probably be 5 inches above the knee on me and Boo, but they look like 80s basketball trunks on some of these boys because their legs are this long,
right.
You know. But a rule is a rule. You know?
Well, don't they, now I've heard they pull their underwear, them long kind of underwear.
They will show several inches.
Being past their shorts.
Right.
Past the shorts.
So then that would.
That's a
violation.
Yeah.
Undergarments can't show.
Okay. But they did that.
Yeah.
And then some of them I've heard don't wear nothing.
Yep.
So teachers got to sit there and.
To answer your question, the messaging can go out. That can go out from all the principals, administrators there. I'll echo that as well and say, look, parents, we want to keep distractions at our schools to a minimum. Mm-hmm. We want to keep teachers from having to be the clothing police, fashion police. We want them teaching, keeping kids safe. That's their priority. Bell instruction. We don't want them to have to do that. So your kid gets one opportunity to get it right.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
And if they come in there and they they violate that policy, they will not be allowed to, and we can be very specific per the policy, you know, and we will have to add that in there. They will not be allowed to wear leggings unless this happens. They will not, they won't.
And I think, you know, you leading the way,
yeah.
You dress for, having that, setting that culture, setting
yeah.
those standards.
Absolutely.
You do it as yeah. well through administration. We do
yeah.
it, you know,
yeah.
and I think people will fall in suit with that, but you got to start at the top, and it's got to come down from the top, and then get those kids involved in that, and bring. I'm not even opposed to having student council come to school board meetings and talk to us or whatever. I don't care, as long as it's like we're working with partnership. You know, this is a partnership. We need our kids. These are our future. I mean, these people's gonna be a lot of these kids supposed to be voting. I mean. They're going to be making some major decisions.
Decision makers. That's
right. That's right. So let's bring them on in.
I think if they have a voice in it, they'll be a lot more likely to abide by it.
I believe it.
There needs to be buy-in.
Yeah,
yes.
There needs to be so.
This policy needs, I mean, I hate to bring this up, but this policy also needs to pertain to our teachers and everybody.
Well,
I've seen over the years some, and you just, they're not going to police anything because they're not policing what they wear. That's where, you know, administration all comes
from.
Hey, you know, Kyle, we got to teach
that. We
do
have more policy
got this.
That addresses students,
yes.
Teacher profession, staff, grooming.
But, and I think that shows, it shows so much leadership if you, you know, Kyle, when you say, okay, yeah, we're gonna tighten down on dress codes. We're gonna tighten down on teachers too and the staff and make sure that we set an example for our kids. And if we don't do that, then you can't expect them to follow.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
That's
I just
right.
And if you can't, in the end of the day, if you can't get a grip on this, if you can't, I mean, you're spending 3 hours, 4 hours a day doing a policy of yours. I don't know what they're doing at Toler or Oxford. I'm sure there's issues. Well, I know there's issues at each school. If not, at the end of the day, we're going to be where what James is saying. We it may come to a, hey, we're going to have a school uniform.
Which,
you know,
everything.
Which well, you know, and you want to give them the freedom. You want we're going to give things, but if I give you one bottle, you get 10 bottles, you know. So
I just hate y'all are having to spend so much time policing this. This is.
Well, and it's not them being an administrator. You got teachers.
It's not the job, but it becomes their job.
That says, just say Jennifer, for instance, she's going to police it. She's been, ever since I've known Jennifer, she's been policing the hats and everything. There's no prejudice between boys and girls or whatever. They get her class, and she's like, hey, you got to go to the office. Well, and this argument
well,
between
I got
her
by,
and
I can take exactly, well,
four.
I got by team, Mr. Tim, why can't I, you know, and I, then it's on, and then you've got a country, it just, oh.
It's a fight when you shouldn't be fighting.
No, no.
I say you go with your dress code. If that doesn't work, then you just got to take it to the next level.
Do you guys do orientation like ninth grade orientation? When they come over, y'all?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We
Is this part of the orientation dress code?
And open house.
And it goes over.
And open house.
Adamantly in open house.
And then first day of school, or right after the second day, maybe we get them all, and then we go up, I keep saying, we go over that. We actually brought out a kid that was, had the chubbies on and said, do not wear these. We showed them what not to do.
Y'all do that for 9th graders or 9th through 12th?
Everybody.
And you know, it might be a good idea in these assemblies, if we want to get kids involved, everybody's talking about uniforms and this and that and the other. In the assembly, you tell them, get the student council up there, or whoever, with some students that's on board with all of us, and say, look, we had a problem with dress code last year. It was a big issue. This year, you get your opportunity to make it right, because we've already talked to the board, and they all agree that we might go to a uniform. It's y'all's responsibility to do the right thing.
I love it.
And if y'all can't do the right thing, then next year, we're gonna do the right thing. That gives them a full year to do the right thing, and if not, we make a decision.
You don't think so, we will.
That's it.
You don't think so.
That's what I was saying, just.
But you still need the one and done, because you don't have seniors.
And I just offer that as a suggestion. It needs to be something that's pretty brutal.
Yeah, we gonna.
You don't get 10, you don't get 2, 3, 4, 5 chances.
Then I think you would get, kids policing kids, because they would get out of truck in the morning and say, hey, you ain't fitting to mess up my dress code, you need to go, you'll tell.
I'm telling you, kids will get real about that stuff, and I just believe it, and I believe that we are giving them an opportunity to lead, and that's what we want our kids to do. Be a leader.
When they leave that classroom, they have to go home, they're missing instruction.
Yes.
They're missing it.
Yeah.
And we actually make an announcement in the morning, teachers check dress code down. I think we scheduled some time in.
And it's bad for everything, because obviously if a parent lets their kid go to school dressed that way, they feel like it's okay. But then when they get sent home, somebody's fixing to get a phone call from a mad parent.
Well, it may be too, if the parent's not there, kids coming after, they mom, I got this on, okay, and Jerry walks out the door. Handle wear, whatever.
But it's just not, nothing good comes out of it.
They don't see it.
Yeah.
Nothing good comes out of it.
But I think we need to get that message out as quickly as we can, so mamas and daddies don't go buying chubbies. And, you know, all this other, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they do buy them, but they're gonna go, okay, guys.
I had a first grade teacher, my first year teaching school. We had 3 or 4 sections of first grade, 3 or 4, this is in Walcott, 2 or 3, 4 sections of second grade. Big classes, and you could tell the teachers who were very disciplined kept kids in order, and those that didn't. There was this one lady, who I'll not name, love her to death. Her kids were climbing under the rafters, just so misbehaving. And she asked me, she said, I just want your honest opinion. Well, what am I doing wrong, Mr. Guidance Counselor? So I said, okay, well, let me look at your discipline program. And I'm a first-year guy. It didn't take me about 2 seconds to figure out. So 30 kids in the class, it's back before class size amendment, 30 kids in her class. Each kid's got a little envelope on a board, and they got 4 popsicle sticks. Okay? If they boo-boo up, you know, make a mistake, you gotta go bring me a popsicle stick. The first one was a warning, second one was a warning, third one was a warning, and on the fourth one, you got to go to the principal's office. So I just did a little math, and I said, okay. So before anything really happens, every kid's got 3 passes. And you got 30 kids, that's 90 instances of behavior that's not good for the classroom before anybody goes to the principal's office. She's got 90. 90 times that I have to tell a kid, stop doing that, go get a popsicle stick. I always kind of liked Lamar Ford's thing. Some of y'all heard this story. When he got out of the military, I don't even know if this is true or not, but Mr. Ford told us. I think Bill was probably in that economics class. He got on a chain gang and was working chain gang, gave him a gun. And the rules were, if any of the inmates would try to take off, you'd have to say, halt, 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 3 times. Shoot in the air 1 time, and if they kept running, you could shoot them. That was the state law. So he got on the chain gang, he told us this story. He said he got out there and he said, this is the rules. I have to say halt 3 times and shoot there before I can shoot any of y'all. So boys, let's just get this out of the way right now. Halt, halt, halt. He he shot up in there and said, if any of y'all run, I'm gonna shoot. That, the point being, let's cut to the chase and get to the real structure here. I think there's a lot of wisdom in that if, you know, if we give them those popsicle stick chances and they keep coming back reoffending, then we're wasting their time and our time. So I will tweak that. I'll meet with them and look, we'll, you know, there needs to be a policy. Y'all go with it. Y'all gonna get the call.
I like Ricky's idea a lot. About the, just a little warning, you know. Be real with them. Let them know that's being discussed. They don't. I would say the majority of the kids don't want that, or they don't think they want that to happen. But let them know it's being discussed.
And it gets back to what's this about? Following rules.
But let me ask you a question. Okay, I'm gonna give them the benefit of that. You go in, you start off this. We start off the school year. We're starting to do parent squares. Okay. So we go about 6 months. You know how they start off real good, and then you kind of get lax a little bit. Do we need to do this in the middle of the school year again? Just have a little while, maybe at a pep rally or something, or hey guys, just want to remind y'all, you know, we're one and done now. You know, I'm just, because sometimes even as adults, we kind of get lax in different things, and sometimes we just need to be brought back. And I think if you let it go, you know, December, January, and it's starting to see, maybe, and y'all have to make that call, you know, I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
That'd be maybe just an assembly or
assembly, some kind of general assembly, and say, hey, we just want to remind y'all now, we kind of
done real good.
Let's keep it going, guys.
We're starting second semester. We're gonna start it strong. We'll finish it.
Right, we're gonna finish it strong. Now let's go. And maybe it'll work.
And one and done is a pretty tough standard.
That is tough.
I'm not saying that's the way we're going. I'm saying that's just a suggestion.
That is.
You may want to show mercy on one and say, here's your one pass.
I was better a three strike you out, but I just have heard the teachers and the exhaustion, and that's crazy. That's crazy. And walking around with a measure. I ain't got time.
So I'll continue to dialogue with the principals. We have a leadership team with them on the 6th, and so we'll maybe hammer some of those things out and let y'all know.
Y'all have to approve
code of conduct.
And maybe some of your potential student council members, maybe.
We do need to get it out there so that can.
Yeah, because that's going to be happening soon.
I don't think we just need to send it out one time. We got a little bit in the summer here.
But I think you do it weekly.
Do it weekly because someone will catch it or whatever. They may get tired of seeing it, but you're going to drive the point home.
Right.
We're not going to mess around with this. We're losing too much seat time or whatever to students. And I know 10 students right now at the high school that I could call names out that you have had problems with.
Yeah.
You know, and
one student, if the teacher has a problem with one student, the whole class suffers because she's dealing with that one student instead of spending time on the rest of the class. But yeah, it's a problem.
Okay.
Make it happen.
Okay.
Tim, thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
It's a hard thing for them to navigate. I hear the heart.
It's been there ever since I've been here. Same thing. Even when I was in school, the same thing.
It's getting worse. I think it's getting
Dusty
worse.
Used to wear Daisy Dukes, and they had sent him off.
Who did?
Dusty.
I do got a question.
Yes.
So, with weight room and gym?
Volleyball.
Okay, it's in here. It's in the special program, physical education, everything. This is for.
She works out like. That's in policy. That's excluded.
Classroom.
Yeah.
You know, you're in there working out or gym or running. You know, it's written in there into it already.
Probably could do something about the boys taking their shirts off in the gym and working out.
Why work out and just take your shirt off?
Just hygiene. I mean,
I still think, I don't know.
Yeah, who's watching? I'll take care of him after me.
Boy lay on the bench all sweaty, and then she had to get on the bench. You know,
Just, oh, I mean, as a parent, I...
Now, the first thing I'd do is have Aubrey, I'd invest in her a sanitary towel. You know, I know she's out working many, she's probably sweating more now, because she's gonna work harder than most of them.
I'm gonna sweat through her shirt.
I mean...
See if I'm working out.
Any other thing, we need to come and reconvene real quick.
Okay.
And I don't want to press you, but are y'all okay with doing that? Okay, so, Mr. Chair, I'm gonna turn it over.
Let me, make a motion to, adjourn this workshop.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second. Second who?
Mr. Flower.
Mr. Flower. Meeting adjourned, workshop adjourned.